This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Tanzanian President John Magufuli, a prominent COVID-19 skeptic in Africa, has died at age 61. His vice president said Wednesday that Magufuli died of heart failure. Magufuli had not been seen in public since the end of February, and top government officials had denied that he was in ill health, even as rumors swirled online that he was sick and possibly incapacitated from illness. Tanzanian police have arrested four people so far for allegedly spreading false information about the health of political leaders. Here in the U.S., the suspect in the Atlanta area massage parlor shootings has been charged with murder. 21-year-old Robert Aaron Long has been charged with killing eight people at three Atlanta area massage parlors Tuesday, with six of the victims identified as Asian. The shooting sparked fears of a targeted attack, but the Cherokee County Sheriff's Captain Jay Barker told reporters he doesn't claim that it was racially motivated. It was not racially motivated. Barker said he apparently had an issue, what he considered a sex addiction, and sees these locations as something that allows him to go to these places, and it's a temptation for him that he wanted to eliminate. A top North Korean diplomat acknowledged on Thursday that the United States recently tried to initiate contact but blasted the attempts as a cheap trick that would never be answered until Washington dropped hostile policies. Diplomat said the attempts were made via emails, telephone messages, as well as including a third country. For more news, voanews.com. By remote, this is VOA News. The World Health Organization issued a statement Wednesday saying it believes the benefits of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine outweigh its risk and recommends that vaccinations continue. The agency noted several European Union countries have temporarily suspended use of the AstraZeneca vaccine after reports of blood clots in some people who received it. The WHO statement said any vaccination against COVID-19 will not reduce illness or deaths from other causes. The WHO said its Global Advisory Committee on Vaccine Safety continues to carefully assess the latest available data, safety data that is, on the AstraZeneca vaccine and will immediately communicate its findings. Testing is underway for modified versions of COVID-19 vaccines that aim to deal with the coronavirus variants. Now, experts say current vaccines still seem to work against the variants and prevent the most severe forms of disease, though the evidence is limited. Emory University Vaccine Center Associate Director Walter Orenstein said testing and manufacturing will likely take months, so now is not the time to get started. Mutated variants of the virus have undermined the effectiveness of the vaccines to varying degrees. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has told drug makers that they will need to show that the variant vaccines produce as strong an immune response against the variants as the original vaccines did against the original virus. U.S. intelligence agencies are warning the country face a substantial threat from within, fearing a range of domestic extremism could move forward with plans to carry out attacks against fellow citizens or the government itself. The unclassified assessment released Wednesday describes the threat as broad, coming from lone offenders and small cells, all describing to a diverse set of violent ideologies but galvanized by recent political and societal events. The unclassified findings, part of a larger report sent to the White House and Congress, comes more than 2 months after thousands of Americans, including dozens of members of far-right groups, rushed the U.S. Capitol building, angry over the outcome of the November presidential election. Five people, including a Capitol police officer, died as a result of that riot. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.